Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget, also, everybody working on the third watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Getter, G-E-T-T-R, the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, either the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And there's a link there for Denise Simon's articles over there, as well as Frank Silbato and Kyle Warren. They're all over there, our three principal contributors that you hear several nights a week. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question here from Therese, one of our listeners, and he has a question. He's concerned about California and the fact that the people in California can print their own ballots and the absentee ballots and the ballot harvesting and all that stuff. But he's also asking the question, is it the same way in Virginia?
I have not heard that it is.
I haven't either.
However, I will say that they are very aware of the conditions of voting in Virginia. There are these crazy drop-off boxes all over the place.
Yep.
And there are the Republicans have got quite a staff that are monitoring all of those,
right,
and what is happening. It's not to say that, you know, what craziness went on in the general election is, it obviously worked in some cases. So we're very aware of conditions. Let's just kind of put it that way. So, yeah, wherever there's an election, there are quite a lot of people, observers, and lawyers and whatnot on the ground.
All right, we have a caller, and it's Mike in Clearwater, and he has a question for you, so go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you, ma'am.
Morning.
One thing,
thank you.
We've always talked about this. Now, I'm concerned about China for a couple of reasons. We know they're probably going to make a play for Taiwan at some point. And Taiwan is the home of the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is, you know, the world's largest chip maker. You think we have problems with chips now. I can guarantee you if the Chinese get a hold of that, it's going to make what we're going through now look like child's play. But the second thing that concerned me even more was, am I correct, Denise, in reading that the Chinese are in the process of developing a hypersonic missile that can reach the U.S. in just a mere minutes to where we wouldn't have time to fire off any anti-ballistic, you know, the missile would just get here so fast that, you know, it could just blow up anything within a, you know, I don't know, 5, 10 minutes, whatever the, you know. So I don't know what the Biden administration is doing about China, but we've definitely got a big problem, and I'd like to hear your comments on both of those. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Denise.
It did launch a hypersonic missile, and it did completely do an orbit around the Earth.
Yep.
The Pentagon is actually saying that it was truly a Sputnik moment,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, even more terrifying. We do not have any defense system based on what I think that the Pentagon and those experts know, or they probably know, they're clearly no more than what they're telling us. But we apparently, if you listen very closely, we don't have a defense system for this. So we're in a bad place when it comes to what China has and what we don't have. So a lot of people are making fun of Trump creating the Space Force. But I would say that was probably one of the smarter things that Trump did outside the scope of, you know, using all of government to create some kind of vaccine program for COVID-19. We are going to have to, and I'm sure we've already had a discussion with defense contractors and experts when it comes to space on what we can do and what defenses or offenses we may have in space in order for some kind of protection against their hypersonic missile. But I don't know that. Even if we did know it, we would only have limited information on that because of national security and because of top secret stuff.
I have friends that worked for General Electric Heavy Military in Liverpool, New York, and in Schenectady, New York. They have since retired, and some of them have moved down here. And they said that our advanced systems by now, which should be advanced, deal with the laser. We'll find out about that, I guess, when we find out about it. But right now, that's all they've said. That's all they can say. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and I will be right back. And don't forget, it's a Monday morning. A little chilly out there around the edges, maybe 68 degrees here at the airport in Tampa, in the 50s up to the north. I don't know, Denise might have some cool temperatures where she's at, but I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Yep, Geico Insurance. They've been saving people money for more than 75 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, and find out anything you want to find out. You can get an insurance quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. You can find out who your local agent is and get the phone number and address for them. By the way, don't forget, they also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV. And the best way to get the lowest possible price is to simply tell them you want to get your homeowners or renters or condo insurance policy combined with your auto insurance policy. And you will, in fact, get a much lower price. So it's Geico, GEICO.com. Geico, GEICO.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Elliot on the line right now from Wesley Chapel, so let's go to Elliot. Elliot, what's your question?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise. Denise, I have something bit of a question. I'd like to run this by you here. You know, America, I'm speaking to America and the world. We are being played by world leaders, liars, who are pushing for global warming, Green New Deal. Now, look at China and Russia. Some of the world's most biggest polluters, whether it's by air or dumping massive waste at sea. Now, Germany, coal-fired plants are expected to pollute up until 2038. Can you believe that? Germany is not going to come online with global warming until 2038. Russia and China are glued at the seam. Not only did they not show up at the summit, they are not in compliance and will never be. World, it is much clearer to us that China and Russia control the messaging and Joe Biden don't say a damn thing. Joe Biden, John Kerry, Bernie Sanders, and Barack Hussein Obama have sold America out before the world. That's right. In Africa, China is building 121 gigawatts coal plants. The Chinese continue to bankroll fired plants across the continent of Africa. Chinese-funded projects include a scheme that uses a heavily pollution form of technology. China is the world's biggest polluters with 1,082 plants, followed by India with 281 and America at 252. Thanks very much, Captain. Thanks, Denise. Have a great day.
All right, go ahead, Denise. There's a lot in there.
Yeah, I was in China in, I was in mainland China in 1997, I think it was, 97 or 98. Anyway, I was there for a month, and I will tell you, back then, the pollution in the air was so horrible, I thought I was in the one place on Earth where the sun couldn't reach because of the pollution. It was just ridiculous. So it's been that way for a long time. They're not going to clean it up. We are absolutely being sold a bill of goods. And I would say watch the companies very carefully that profess to fix this or do that, because those are the very ones that some of these members of Congress are investing in. we're being played. We're for sure being played.
And let's not forget that by trying to push us towards buying our oil from Saudi Arabia, they are one of the biggest polluters in the world when it comes to the way they refine their oil.
Well, and the natural gas that we are getting to from Russia is dirty gas. So nobody necessarily wants to. I mean, their oil is dirty and their gas is dirty. So we are being played. It's disgusting how bad it is. But then again, you know, Elliot does the work. A lot of your callers are doing some good work and their research, and everybody else is just like ostriches.
Now, we do have someone that does have a question. I know it's Backgammon Bob. So what's your question for Denise, sir?
Yes, Captain. I just wanted to say that all this worry about the hypersonic missiles and stuff, we couldn't stop the missiles that China has anyway. We can only stop maybe a few missiles that, like, North Korea.
Well, what's the question?
Well, the question is, what can we do about it? And the other thing is, we shouldn't have to worry about it. And that we have enough deterrence. Okay. It's like we have mutual assured destruction. We got 18 ballistic missile submarines with 24 warheads per sub.
Okay. All right, let's go with Denise. It's your question. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time. Thank you very much. Okay, Denise, go ahead.
Well, I mean, we don't have a defense. That's what I just said a few minutes ago.
Right.
He's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that we need to be asking some harder questions of not the Pentagon, not the military, but Congress. Because all of the money that the Pentagon spends, they can't spend a dime until Congress approves it. I mean, right down to the hammers that are bought. That's approved by Congress, not by the Pentagon.
Now, we just found out over the weekend that the Vatican apparently cut off live stream for Biden's visit with the Pope rather than bow to the White House's demands. What were they demanding?
Well, this happened, actually, they knew about it before the trip, that they were not going to have any kind of live camera feed during the meeting that Biden had with the Pope. To hear the White House say it, they were advocating for it, and they were not very happy with what the Vatican said that they were not going to allow. I'm not sure I believe that. I think we already knew it. I think that this White House was blaming whatever we didn't see between Biden and the Pope. They're blaming it on the Vatican. I think actually it's just the opposite. They didn't want to come or say the White House didn't want a live feed.
Go ahead.
So I think we're being played on that one.
Okay, now the Supreme Court has defied the Biden administration, has accepted an immigration and some EPA cases, along with that great big New York State restrictive gun law case, which also might have some implications across the country, nationally in other states.
Well, because they've accepted some of these cases doesn't mean they're going to hear it tomorrow or the next day.
I mean,
there's a certain calendar, so... And then even if they do hear it, you've got to wait for a decision. So decisions don't come immediately. So we shall see where this necessarily goes. And, oh, by the way, Jen Psaki has been tested positive for COVID-19.
Yep. We've mentioned that in the first hour. And what's kind of funny about that is she spoke up and she said, oh, and by the way, I was never closer than 6 feet from the president. And we were outdoors when I was near him.
Yeah, right. Well, then there's a problem, I would say, with what goes on in that White House. She did not travel. She is not on this trip with him. So she's known about it for several days, obviously.
No. And the Cuomo lawyer, we'll wrap up with this, the Cuomo lawyer has asked the sheriff in New York State to preserve the probe records because the arraignment for the groping charge against the governor on the New York State trooper, you were right about that one, the female trooper, is set for November the 17th.
Correct.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. There won't be any perp walk. Sorry, folks, I have to disappoint you there. But he will come to court and he will... be arraigned and be released in his own recognizance, and that's that. I'm sure there won't be any bail or anything like that either.
It won't be a big thing because this is, you know, it's a misdemeanor.
Right, right. Exactly. So it's like a slap on the wrist, so to speak. But you got to wonder about these other women. Are they going to open their mouths now?
Well, once you get the ball rolling, we'll see where it necessarily takes everybody. So.
Yep. This could be real interesting. So the music is starting to come up in my ears here. You are going to be busy today. Hopefully you'll write an article or two. Everybody likes it when you write an article, and they can go to your website, founderscode.com, when you write the article, and boom, they got it, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sir.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and flip, check your messenger. Check your messenger. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A deadly Halloween as gunfire erupts at two Halloween parties. Three people dead, 20 others wounded. It happens at one party in Illinois and one in Texas, where in Texarkana one person died and nine were wounded, and now a person has been arrested, although no further details have been released. Two more people were killed and over a dozen people were hurt, according to a police spokesman at a shooting at a get-together near Joliet, Illinois, just outside outside Chicago, no arrests have been made in that case. In Tokyo, a suspect involved in a train knife attack and arson, which left at least 17 people injured, some of them seriously. Well, that man is now in custody. CNN reporting he was arrested on the scene in Shofu City, and he told authorities that, quote, he wanted to kill people and he wanted to get the death penalty. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves. Remember, check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa on this side of the bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of the bay. That's number one. Number two, the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, ask to take the tour. You want to see what you're getting involved in. You want to talk to the students. You want to talk to the instructors. You want to talk to the financial people so you know how that works and you get all your financing taken care of. So everything's ready to go when you're ready to go. Now, you guys and gals coming out of the military post 9/11, more than likely, if you haven't used your educational benefits, you'll be fine. You'll be able to have everything taken care of 100%. So there will be a person there to help you with your GI benefits. Now, that same person can also help you if you're pre-9/11, because some of you may have already used your educational benefits, or some of you, because of the length of time that you've been away from the military, may have lost or had your benefits reduced, which is what happens, and they can help you get what you got entitled to back again, number one, and anything that you don't, they can help you get a student loan. So you'll be good to go in that respect, too. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Check out either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus and ask to take the tour. Remember, the website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, Air Force General John Hyten, it will step down in November, we're being told. The risk aversion and secrecy are costing the U.S. its military advantage, so says the number two general on the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, namely Air Force General John Hyten. We'll see what happens there and whether or not we can do a little catch-up, it sounds like. Now, U.S. troops on Taiwan confirmed the island nation's president is confident that America would defend it, although he didn't tell CNN exactly how many U.S. personnel are on the island at present, but said it was not as many as the people thought. Well, I guess we'll find out if we ever need to find out. By the way, the latest military person to die of COVID-19 was 32 years old, and the infection rates have fallen in the military. Deadlines are fast approaching for all service members to get vaccinated or apply for a waiver. But the cases, infection rates are down, which is a good thing. Also, the 3rd Law Enforcement Battalion, stationed out of Okinawa, Japan, was deactivated as part of the Marine Corps' Force Design 2030 plan. Those Marines will be assigned somewhere else. Now, the strategy designated by the VA to meet 4 major objectives, the VA implemented, of course, the new artificial intelligence strategy to improve veterans' care. I don't know how that will all play out. And Flip, I agree with you. That's absolutely nuts. Now, the 1950 to 1953 Korean War came to an informal end without an armistice, or with an armistice, rather than a peace treaty. And Washington and Seoul have been talking together, along with North Korea, for years to try to get this done. They're no closer today than they were when the war ended in 1953, so the armistice will continue. Now, the U.S. is said to be providing $144 million more in humanitarian assistance to Afghanistan. Now, the only problem I have with this is, how do we know the Taliban is giving this $144 million in new aid to those affected by ongoing humanitarian crises in Afghanistan? How do we know that they're actually going to get these supplies? Well, we don't. We don't, because we don't have anybody in the ground there. So we have to take the Taliban's word for it? That the people got this stuff and not the Taliban and their constituents? I got a problem with that. You probably do, too. By the way, 4 U.S. intelligence agencies produced extensive reports on Afghanistan, but all failed to predict Kabul's rapid collapse. Now, agencies offered scattershot assessments of the staying power of the Afghan military and government, a review of wide-ranging summaries of classified material, but nobody predicted what was going to happen as quickly as it did. Nobody. Well, Khalilzad has urged the United States to engage with the Taliban to avert an Afghan collapse. The former United States Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Zalmay Khalilzad, said the Biden administration should engage with the Taliban now to ease the humanitarian crisis unfolding in the country. You got to be kidding me, right? Taliban don't care. They're going to take care of their own, and they don't care. Is there anybody else other than me that doesn't understand it? And I wasn't even in Afghanistan, but I know enough people that have been there that have told me the Taliban care about the Taliban, and that's it, period. It's their way or the highway, or if you speak up or say anything, they will kill you. Now, some 10,000 displaced Syrians are currently living in a squalid camp miles away from the American garrison of Al-Talf. They'd hoped the Biden administration would resolve their plight, but so far that's not happening. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Nuclear-powered submarines for Australia, you say? Well, maybe. But when Australia made its trumpet blast announcement that it would build nuclear-powered submarines with the help of the United States and Britain, the three allies said they would spend the next 18 months sorting out the details of a security collaboration that President Biden celebrated as historic. Biden made it sound like they were going to go right to it right then and there. They're not. They're trying to work this out amongst themselves. Now, John Sherman, the nominee to be the CIO of the Department of Defense, said that if confirmed, he would launch a new strategy to recruit and attract cybersecurity and digital talent into the DOD. Okay? We'll see how that works out. Now, with less than a week to go before President Joe Biden met Russian President Vladimir Putin for a June summit in Switzerland, the White House ordered the Pentagon to delay a long-planned hypersonic missile test so as not to raise any tensions with Moscow. We're just now finding out about that. Wow. Now, Democrats also revealed the framework for a $1.75 trillion spending deal, but areas such as health care, child care, and climate change are missing major party priorities right now. And, of course, the squad is all upset about that. And to that I say, too bad, so sad. That's a lot of money. U.S. senators are proposing adding a boycott of China's Winter Olympics to the defense bill. A bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday proposed an amendment to an annual defense policy bill that would impose a diplomatic boycott on China's Winter Games, less than 100 days away. Oh, boy. Here we go again. All right, folks. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Going to be a great conversation with him. A lot of money stuff going on, especially from the G20. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD. Gold to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I sure will. And before I get to Chris Markowski, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utilities had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts like quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel good on my bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And people drive from all around the state of Florida and elsewhere to check that out. Now, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Monday morning with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, listen, I want to let you know that we don't need to worry because Joe Biden wound up the G20 by saying he's got things under control. Boy, I feel good.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, I'm sure, was just, oh, okay, then. You know, it's the thing of that movie from the
the kid movie, the Lego movie. Everything's awesome, according to Joe. I don't know. I saw this. You mentioned this as well. He had to read off a cheat sheet for that or something?
That's right. He had a cheat sheet the whole time he was there. He had it right in front of him when he was sitting there talking to all the world leaders, and he had it when he went to the podium to give his little address. He had a cheat sheet. And then he explained to the people what it was.
Yeah,
you got to be kidding me.
Confidence. I find it difficult to watch him. I kind of get the clips after the fact. It's almost like it's cringeworthy is what it is. It like makes you feel uncomfortable. I said this, you know, during the campaign. I said there's obviously some issues here, and they obviously kept him in the basement for a reason. But this is, you know, it's almost getting to the point where it's a form of elder abuse. I don't know where his wife is on this, but I mean, the way he continues to act, it's something's not right.
Yeah, and she has to every now and then push him in the right direction and get him to go. I've seen that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, who's pulling the strings right now? It'd be nice to know, because we are supposed to have a representative democracy here. Who's actually running the show?
Well, it's a combination of the Politburo, which is Obama and company. He's got all the old Obama people in there, a lot of different positions. I'm sure that Valerie Jarrett's in the middle of it somehow. You got to believe George Soros is in it, and maybe even China, because they own Joe Biden.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of remembered what was her name there that worked under Obama for a while. She had a lot of power.
You know, Valerie Jarrett?
Valerie Jarrett.
Susan Rice.
Valerie Jarrett.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Almost like, you know, kind of always around and always kind of seemed to be pushing.
She's still there, Chris. She's not in the administration, but she's still there in the Obama basement.
They've got to be around somewhere helping out because this is a disaster.
Yeah. Now, before I get to the caller that's got a question, I want to talk about Mick Mulvaney, because Mick Mulvaney, the former congressman, chief of staff to former President Donald Trump, plus the budget director, congressional budget chairman for a number of years, says that inflation and the supply chain shortage, is it really transitory?
No, it's not transitory by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we see that right now. This is going to be around for a while.
At least a year, I say.
Well, it could be long. I mean, this is what happens. A monetary thing. And mm-hmm. the way that money is, they continue to print it. I mean, I know they're discussing tapering off some, but still, it's all out there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that money is sloshing around, and it drives the prices up of things.
Okay, we've got Mary, quite contrary, on the telephone line. All right there, Mary, what's going on?
Good morning. Instead
Good morning.
Of getting into the just on the surface issues, like somebody followed somebody into the bathroom on the Capitol and all that, is there a reason why nobody, and I do mean nobody, talks about the federal government, the currency, the auditing, the Fed, who owns the Fed, what happened to our money in 1913, what happened after the sinking of the Titanic with our money and our currency? Because those are the people that are a bigger threat to the United States than the Democrats, the globalists. Why does nobody talk about them?
Okay. I'm sorry. You still there, Mary?
Yeah, well, I'm here.
Did you have something else?
No, nobody
okay.
mentions it. Top
right.
donors to the both parties are all Jewish.
Okay,
nobody
well, let's
stuff like that.
Let's try to get an answer from Chris. Do you have an answer for that, Chris?
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot of different theories, and I've always talked about the money being devalued and how it's always been an issue. There's always been talk about whether or not to go back to a gold standard or back money by gold. Quite frankly, I think that they're, you know, a basket of commodities would be a hell of a lot better than gold. Gold doesn't have very many industrial uses. I think there's much more important commodities out there than that. You know, talk about, you know, big businesses working together hand in hand for years. On my show, I call my watchdog in Wall Street Axis of Evil, which is big business.
Yeah.
Politicians and the media working hand in hand to push their own needs. That's nothing new. We discussed this social reform, what we call regulatory capture.
Yep.
With regulations actually help larger businesses because, again, it keeps out smaller competitors from actually being able to enter. So, yeah, these are things that we've near and dear to my heart, but it's been talking about for a long time on my programs.
Well, the thing of it is the Bilderbergs or the Rockefellers or whatever in the hell you want to include in this, the massive capitalists, the Fortune 500 folks and all that sort of stuff, They don't want you to know what they're doing.
Well, listen, I mean, it's hiding in plain sight. I mean, if you take a look around, I mean, you see it right now. I mean, first we were told inflation was transitory. It's not. I mean, all of this money that's going on, you know, it helps out these big businesses that have access to all of this capital, mm-hmm. all of this money. You know, J.P. Morgan can go out and they can, you know, do a bond deal for $13 billion at 2-something, you know, percent. Good luck as a normal business trying to get even close to those rates. Why? Well, it's, you know, since it's too big to fail, there's no risk that's involved there. That's part of the missing dynamic we have right now, Matt, is, you know, you got to have the ability to succeed, but also the ability to fail. Mm. And the whole too big to fail concept has found its way into other areas, including, you know, big defense, too.
Mm. Well, Larry Kudlow has slammed the Democrats for their budget bill chaos. They are saying that it's a budget bill that's doomed to be disaster.
And listen, last week was a joke. It was surreal. I have had conversations about it all this past weekend speaking with people. It was a surreal situation. You're just throwing up various mm-hmm. different ridiculous tax policies up on the wall, seeing what was going to work. I mean, mm-hmm. it's absurd to me.
Mm-hmm. And let me tell you who's picking up the fold here and moving along quite quickly, and that's the city of Miami down here in Florida. They've raised their national profile probably 10 times over as the city's technical industrial base is growing by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, and I think that the tourism is, I mean, Miami got hit hard. I was down there.
They did.
Lincoln Road, one every three stores was shut down. A lot of the hotels on South Beach shut down. I think with the travel now opening up for European travelers, that's going to be, I think, within this next week. Not today. I know it's early November. I know they got a lot of travelers from overseas to Miami as well. Hopefully that will help out. But as far as attracting other businesses outside of tourism, they've been doing very, very well. And even all along up, you know, through, you know, Boca Raton, Palm Beach on up. We also see it on the west coast of Florida. You got several big financial firms I know are moving out of New York City and moving down to St. Pete and Tampa. So,
you bet.
Movement, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, finally, an NBC poll came out over the weekend. Joe Biden's approval rating has sunk to 42% in an NBC poll. Chuck Todd's on Meet the Press on Sunday talking about the instability and the chaos that everybody's seeing with the Biden administration. And it's funny now to see NBC all of a sudden going, uh-oh, we got a problem here, folks.
I mean, it's just kind of as plain as day. I mean, it's obviously, it's you know, it is. It looks like utter chaos. No sort of direction mm-hmm. at this point.
All right, well, tomorrow I want you to tell me how many fire stations are out of service up there. I got 26 as of today.
Yeah, that's what it looks like right now. 24,000 workers. Oh. Yep.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check out all the different stuff that he's involved in, and sign up for his letter that he has, newsletter. And don't forget, you can catch him on the weekend here on many of these same stations. I'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.